Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From today's Gospel, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 21, verse 9. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish lying on it and bread. This Eastertide scene of the risen Lord cooking breakfast for the very amazed apostles is one of the most interesting and lovely scenes in the New Testament. They had spent a fruitless night fishing, just like the first time that Jesus had called them all those years ago, and he calls out to them, "Cast the net to the right side." They don't immediately recognize that it is Jesus, for the truth of the resurrection had still not sunk in. But following his advice, they haul in a huge catch of 153 fish. St. John, the beloved disciple, realizes it is Jesus and tells Peter it is the Lord. And Peter, in his enthusiastic way, wades into the water and rushes ashore. And there on the beach is breakfast cooking on a charcoal fire. The charcoal fire is significant, and I will get back to that later. So Jesus invites them to eat from the barbecue on the charcoal fire, and we know that meals were important to Jesus in his ministry. We think maybe of this meal and of its predecessor, the Last Supper, but there were other meals. Sometimes Jesus had them with the important and the powerful, but mostly they were with the outcast and the sinners. And now Jesus eats with the disciples. It's a pity that our gospel reading today finishes at verse 14, for the next five verses are highly important, and perhaps you're familiar with them. For following this breakfast at the charcoal fire, Jesus asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And Peter, increasingly frustrated at each question, says, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." But of course, although he knew he loved Jesus, he knew also he had denied Jesus some time before. So now Jesus asks three times as a, if you like, threefold reconciliation. And there on the shore, Peter is forgiven his earlier denial, his earlier sin. And then at the end of these three questions, which are Peter's reconciliation, Jesus says to Peter, "Follow thou me." The same call to follow as on the lakeside way back at the beginning of it all, at the beginning of the journey, when they were also fishing. And all through this marvellous scene, in the background burns quietly and unobtrusively a charcoal fire. In St. John's Gospel, words are very important. It begins with, "In the beginning was the Word," and St. John tells us that Jesus is the Word of God, and then all through the Gospel, words are important, like when Jesus says, "I am the resurrection, I am the bread of life," etc. And the word for charcoal fire that John uses is significant. It is in the Greek, anthrakia. This word anthrakia is found only twice in the whole of the New Testament, and both times in St. John's Gospel, so it is significant. Here on the lakeside, this anthrakia, this charcoal fire, is both welcoming and comforting. The other occasion where Jesus uses the Greek word anthrakia is on Maundy Thursday, a far different scene. It is that scene in the courtyard as Jesus is being tried and condemned. You remember it was a cool night, so the officers and the servants were warming themselves while they waited for the judgment. And Peter draws near. Peter and the charcoal fire have this interesting connection. At that charcoal fire, the fire of Maundy Thursday, Peter denied Jesus three times. The charcoal fire that night was not comforting, for it was a fire of denial rather than a fire of love. So you see the connection between Maundy Thursday, the charcoal fire, the threefold denial, and now in Eastertide on the shore, Jesus reconciles Peter three times before another charcoal fire. Two charcoal fires, and what a contrast. The first fire on Maundy Thursday tells us that anyone may fall at any time, even betray the Lord. And don't forget, that was the last thing Peter thought possible. In Mark 14, Peter says to Jesus, "Even if all fall away, I will not." And in the garden, just before Jesus was arrested, Peter was as good as his word, attacking the soldiers who came to arrest Jesus. So even though the other apostles fell away at that moment, Peter did not. But his fire and enthusiasm for battle would soon disappear in the light of that Maundy Thursday charcoal fire. Whatever fire was in Peter's belly in the garden soon dissolved before the charcoal fire and at the pointing of a servant girl. As another converted sinner, St. Paul, says in 1 Corinthians 10, "Let he who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." And Peter fell. But he was not a lost cause. In Luke chapter 26, it graphically records, "And the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and he went out and wept bitterly." Tears of contrition, of sorrow for his denial, and of penitence. Peter's tears are so different to the tears of despair that led Judas Iscariot to hang himself. So even though he fell, St. Peter was not lost. From that charcoal fire of Maundy Thursday, we learn that it is never too late to repent and return to the Lord. And all this is contrasted with this second charcoal fire on the beach. Now, this is the final scene in St. John's Gospel, highly significant. And also, of course, the charcoal fire is kindled by Jesus himself. It is the fire of love, the fire of reconciliation. Here, by this fire of love, Jesus addresses Peter with that most telling of questions, "Do you love me?" It seemed obvious to Peter that he loved Jesus, yet he had already denied him. "Do you love me?" says Jesus. How many times have we asked that question of others, even if only in our minds? And how many times has it been asked of us in a test? But none so significant as by that fire on the shore. And not once, of course, but three times. And Peter understood why the question had to be asked three times, for this fire of reconciliation is to witness the cancelling of Peter's threefold denial at that earlier fire. The fire of denial and the fire of reconciliation combine to remind us about the reality of being human and, of course, the reality of God's reconciling love. Now, on the shore for Peter, there was fresh and unexpected life on the other side of failure and loss. For Easter makes all the difference. On the cross, Jesus bore the consequences of our sins and wrongdoings and our denials, and his resurrection after the cross is the first fruits of God's new creation, remade through that cross. St. Peter was the first person to experience this reconciliation, this new creation. But he was most certainly not the last. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.